This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy National Lottery Day, Jeffrey. National Lottery Day.
Okay, sure.
Of all the weak-ass days. I was almost tempted to look up how long it has been National Lottery Day. You know, it that feels like a particularly recent invention. When's the last time you played the lottery?
It's been maybe a decade.
A decade?
Yeah.
You're never, ever, like, I probably in the last 5 years when it, you know, reached $49 billion or something. I actually what happened is I went in and I'm so uneducated in the ways of the lottery that I meant to be buying tickets for that thing, and instead I bought tickets for some other thing. What didn't matter because I wasn't winning
it
anyway.
You meant to buy for the Powerball, but you bought for the Mega Millions
or something. Yeah, exactly. And I wasn't winning either, so it was okay.
Well, we don't really have like an office atmosphere. And so I think where most people like play the lottery is like
really?
You do the old office pool. Like nobody.
Everyone
like,
chips in. Like, I don't know. I see lots of people. I understand philosophically lotteries are bad because they're a tax on the stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's too blunt. The math is, because in the end, I think most people actually know they're not going to win. So I don't think they just want to do it to perk up their life and give them a little hope and whatever. But it is a tax on
the mathematically challenged.
Yeah, or it turns out people who invest in the lottery don't often have a lot of money. Invest in the lottery. Don't have a lot of money, right? It is a regressive tax. And so it's not, I don't think, great policy, the lottery. But what my primary objection is, if I want a Diet Coke someday and I go in there and it's lottery day, well, how the hell would I know?
Right.
All of a sudden there's 12 people in line. So, by the way,
I cannot figure out when this became a day.
Speaking of lines, I don't think I brought this up. Oh, we'll get to the matter at hand in a moment, people.
What is the matter at hand?
Yeah, Writer than Red Trivia, of course. Ah. And our fabulous prizes and everything that's going on in the world of sports.
Which is?
All the things.
Uh-huh.
You know the things. I don't have to tell you. You know the things.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but if I were someone that didn't know the things,
I'm not gonna. Those people, I've got no use for them. The I don't think I said this. It's just a remarkable when the world completely confirms your expectations of the world.
Yep.
Right. I was driving down Poplar recently, and I decided I wanted a snack. And I thought about, you know what? Chick-fil-A is a good place to get a snack. And
we're calling meals snacks now. Okay, keep going.
And I thought about turning in. But the lines at Chick-fil-A, which are often long, that's how I hit upon this topic, the line. Mm. The lines are often long at Chick-fil-A. This line, longer than ever, right? And I said, it was just a snack, by the way. As you point out, I've already had a meal or was planning to have a meal later or whatever. So this, I said, I'm not going to do it. I proceeded, and you might be imagining where I am, right? Chick-fil-A is on your right there as you head down Poplar in East Memphis. And then
Are you at
White Station in that area. Right, you know, right. That one right there near the Belmont Grill.
Yep.
But then if you're proceeding west, not long after that, you'll get to a Popeyes.
Yes, you will.
Right?
Yes,
I mean,
you will.
They have
mashed potatoes and Cajun gravy.
I don't normally go to that Popeyes. I don't normally go to Popeyes. But, you know, there was literally no line at the Popeyes.
Yep.
And so I said, you know what I'm going to do?
I'm getting some Popeyes.
I'm going to get see what they have for a snack at the Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I drive into the Popeyes. I'm at the drive-in window, waiting to deliver my order, contemplating what my order might be. And they said, I'm sorry, we have to come inside because we're having a shift change.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to you. And so I just said, you're kidding me. And I'm not above going inside. There are times I go inside. But I just, as a matter of principle, I drove off. Didn't need the snack anyway. But here's the thing. Do they not have shift changes at Chick-fil-A?
Well, you're proving my theory.
It's just unbelievable how they live. Whatever your expectations are of them, they live down to it. How can two places, not far apart, right there on Poplar.
Not even a mile.
Well under a mile apart. Both traffic, I believe, in fried chicken.
Yes.
And both have a delicious fried chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Both have various sides. How can one be responsible for the most efficient delivery system, such an efficient delivery system that when we were racked in the COVID crisis, we called upon the experts at Chick-fil-A to help us solve it. And other people, literally purveyors of the same thing, have to close down because of a shift change.
Well, in fairness, it's not necessarily
a shift change.
They had to close down. They just didn't really want to make your order. And that's the battle with Popeyes. Like, it's part of the charm.
How is it possible? Is it that one pays $17 an hour and one pays $12?
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's not
complicated.
Period.
Well, it's not even necessary. Like, it's corporate culture too.
Well, I understand that, but I don't understand why Popeyes can't fix it.
Well, usually with Chick-fil-A, usually each store is owned by one person.
Right.
With Popeyes, they're usually owned by a nice private equity firm.
Oh God, it's just it's unbelievable. In terms of service, by the way, if we know that Chick-fil-A's up here,
yep,
all fast food restaurants, is there anything else that's either notably great or notably bad, or are they just is Popeyes down? Is like are those the
Popeyes
two are those the
about,
two poles?
Popeyes would be
how about
below
like Checkers?
I mean, Checkers is not known for customer service.
That's what I'm saying. Is it bad? Like, is it down? I'm saying
if Checkers
Chick-fil-A is the zenith, is Popeye the basement?
The difference with Checkers is they don't normally have to like go and fry up an entire batch of chicken when you order it.
They gotta deliciously broil and cook a hamburger.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're not the worst. I mean,
no.
Is there any discernible difference between Arby's, Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, you know them all. I don't have to name. I could.
What separates Chick-fil-A from all of these is that they're usually independently owned.
I'm just trying to establish the
but
poll.
We're
saying that's the best. Oh, the other ones are all not, and so they're all the same.
Correct.
Okay. I can.
Like, In-N-Out is the only other thing that competes with Chick-fil-A to me.
Quality. High quality?
Yes.
All right. Didn't know we were going to be off on that little adventure
God,
this
I want
morning.
Popeyes.
Good morning, everybody. You may want Popeyes, but they don't want to give it to you, Jeffrey.
That's the social contract.
Today is Thursday. That means it's Righter Than Right Trivia Day. Last Thursday, as you may recall, I was ailing. But was Jeffrey ailing? Did he know? Did he even miss a beat? No, he did not miss a beat. So for some sports, there are summer leagues and winter leagues and spring trainings and all-star whatever. And for Jeffrey, it's just 1 week after another, 52 weeks a year, grinding away. I bet over 52 weeks. We don't play 52 times because Kevin's gone sometimes or whatever. But we probably play 45 times.
That sounds about right. It's over 40 probably.
And don't you think if we play 45 times, don't you think over the last 45, your record would at the worst be, I haven't kept track, the worst it could possibly be is 40-5?
Yeah, that's about right.
I think you got to put it up there with the great dynasties.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it up there because there are wonderful trivia players out there. I know it. How the hell does it keep happening? Jeffrey wins every damn week.
The bright lights are too much for everyone.
It's just, it's possible it's the bright lights. Like you're coming into the arena.
Do you know how many times I get told?
I mean, we've had Steve Conley calling here.
Do you know how many times I get told, listen, I could beat you in trivia.
Really?
Yeah. Because guess what?
You hear that
when
all the time?
When everyone's playing at home, playing by themselves.
Oh, it's easier.
Yes.
It's easier. You even have the advantage. They get to pick A or B, one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll play Righter Than Right Trivia in the second hour. What fabulous prize do we have, people? Is it Popeye's Fried Chicken?
No, it is not, Jeff. It is a pair of tickets to the FedEx St. Jude Championship.
That's better than fried chicken.
Also, a reminder, with your purchase of one adult ticket, kids 15 and under get in free.
With your purchase of one.
So now, like, you can't just go as a 15-year-old or younger. You can't just go up and walk in. But if you're with your parents, you're in free.
Well, that's tremendous. Mm-hmm. And by the way, so if to get you in the mood, the Open is underway, Jeffrey.
Indeed,
we are.
Big news, Jeff. Let's see. Let's do the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rory has teed off on number one, and he did not pump it out of bounds, which is what happened the last time that the Open Championship was at Royal Portrush, and he made an 8, so we are in the fairway. Matthew Fitzpatrick fires a 67. He is currently tied for the lead with Hao Tong Lee and something referred to as J.S. Olsen. They're all 4 under.
J.S. Olsen, put some respect on that name. He's a hog.
Of course.
He's a hog.
I assume he's is a also a Scandinavian.
He's a Dane.
Okay.
He's a Dane and a hog.
Woo pig. Sergio Garcia, 3 under through 7, 1 off the lead. I think that's a Matthew Jordan, but I'm not positive. Also at 3 under, Ricky Fowler at 2 under, Lee Westwood at 2 under, Scotty Scheffler, the world number one, currently 1 under par through 15 holes.
What's the most interesting storyline, Jeffrey?
I think the most interesting storyline is Rory at Portrush, because it's basically 30 minutes from his hometown. I think the next most interesting storyline is, will like all of the big guns show up at the same time?
Like Phil Mickelson?
Phil fired 2 under.
I'm just saying there. He's 1 under. He was his best round in a long time.
Yeah. Lee Westwood's at 2 under.
There you go. All the big guns from 15 years ago.
Correct. The AARP
showing up
section.
At the same time. I expect Greg Norman to pop up any moment.
Well, maybe not Greg. Maybe. VJ?
Maybe not. By the way, I didn't know, and I only read this. I'm sure you did know this. That
Let's find out. See if you can ask it as a question.
Okay. Rory McIlroy once committed.
Yep. East Tennessee State.
What the hell, man? I didn't even get the question out. Mm-hmm. Rory McIlroy was committed to attend East Tennessee State.
Yes. And actually, fun fact. So I was caddying for my buddy who played in a U.S. Open qualifier, and he played with,
Now you draw a blank. All of a sudden, bright lights. Who's looking into the bright lights right now, huh?
We played with Lanto, and then it was an Irishman.
Okay. The point of the story, though, the name isn't that important.
Seamus Power. That's what I was trying. I was like, Seamus Power.
One Seamus met them all.
Correct. Seamus was not coming over to America. So the East Tennessee State coach would recruit heavily in Europe.
He had a thing, and he had a whole pipeline from Ireland in particular.
Right.
And
Rory, Rory's committed, and then Rory shoots like 61 at Royal Portrush. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go do the pro thing. And then Seamus was like, yeah, because Rory ended up turning pro, they just offered me. Like, they didn't know me in anything. And so Seamus went to East Tennessee State. Like, that's how he came over to America.
And honestly, they said that, you know, the East Tennessee State coach is like, I can't get the best American kids, but I can get European kids. This was before sort of everyone was doing it. Plus, at least according to the story in ESPN, if you're a small town Irish kid, it actually kind of, you know, there's a certain, there's some differences.
Yeah.
But it feels kind of.
It's there in the Appalachians. Yeah. You know, the other thing is, the other reason why it's smart is more times than not, you're recruiting from these federations, like the Irish Golf Federation, and they pick up the tap.
This isn't unlike, for example, the Memphis women's soccer team.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
They find it.
Tennis teams?
Canada. They have a, like we can, I mean, they can't get the best players from North Carolina.
You mean the 51st state?
But we can get the best players from the 51st state, and that has been a very much a key to their success. Anyway, while we're on the topic of golf, want to commend the FedEx St. Jude Championship because they are doing something cool this week, Mutts and Putts, in partnership with the Humane Society of Memphis and Shelby County through this week, all week long, covering adoption fees for local pups. That's with the Humane Society, Mutts and Putts. I don't know how that happened to come to pass.
It rhymes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What more do you need?
Sometimes you don't have to overthink it.
Anyway, good for them. Today on the radio show, I don't know if I mentioned this, but we're going to be playing Ride and Ride Trivia in the second hour. Before that, we'll talk to Chris Harrington about NBA stuff, mostly. Chris Harrington, we did have the news. Chris Harrington's written a summer league wrap-up. Really, although there's one game left. Summer game wrap-up for the Grizzlies. And so we'll talk to him about that. There was also some NBA news as Bradley Beal, no surprise, ends up with the Clippers. If you're going to look at teams that you think might have past the Grizzlies, at least this year, this coming year, I think you got to put the Clippers on that list. I would put them in the same tier. I mean, I still think they belong in the same tier as the Grizzlies. But right now, you look at that Clippers team, and it's, health, okay? Health is the issue, right? But it's Kawhi, it's Harden, it's Beal, and then it's John Collins and Zubats. Like, that's a
put some respect on Nick Batum's name.
That's a pretty good. So, well, then you've got Batum, you got Bogdanovich, Brooke Lopez, Derrick Jones Jr., Chris Dunn. Like,
wow, this is such an awesome team in 2015.
It is. It's not unlike the leaderboard for the U.S. Open.
Yes. You
know? So, I mean, the British Jeff. Open. I'm sorry. Apologies to all.
Excuse you.
Apologies to
all.
No.
What? Excuse you.
What? The Open.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry about that. Anyway, so there you go. Okay, so after yesterday, and I guess that we got to discuss this, yesterday, after my show, of course, everyone else gets everything, Jeffrey. You ever notice that? We get nothing. We get nothing.
We do okay.
we do okay. We get the whole night. We have everything that happened the night before. Mm-hmm. We get first shot.
The point that you're trying to make is that everything happens for Jason and John.
They are gifted.
Yes.
Like, they are gifted things. Silver platter. Like,
given, not earned.
They don't wake up on third base.
No.
They just, at 11 a.m., they find themselves on third base.
No, they are actually even past third base.
They're like steps away.
And
so they just arrive at 11 a.m. and they're like, oh, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself steps from home plate.
Here's all the news.
And then here's everything. And we can talk about this for the next 3 hours. It's literally gifted to them. And we just have to work for everything we get.
Earned, not given.
Earned, not given. But we did have the news breaking during their show, shocking, that we finally have a resolution to the Malcolm situation, the Malcolm Dandridge situation. And you all know this by now. The conclusion was that seems ill-advised. The academic advisor arranged for two softball players to do the work of a basketball player. The only person who was named was the academic advisor, Leslie Brooks, because there's 10-year show cause. Now, if you want to hire her in your academic advising department, good luck, because you have to show.
What is an academic advisor show cause?
Show cause.
Like,
you know,
she's not recruiting.
She can go work. She can go work in any other, you know, whatever. anyway, so, but. Of course, everyone believes and is convinced and knows that it's Malcolm Dandridge sort of at the center of this. And the penalties, probation was extended. They were already on probation. Probation extended for 2 years, fined $30,000, plus 1% of men's hoops and softball budgets. They rescinded some wins. We're going to miss those, Jeffrey. Wichita State.
Jeff, they did not rescind them. They vacated them.
Vacated them. Please. Wichita State.
It's like, oh, that's back.
Tulsa and Tulane. Those wins are vacated. They could not vacate any softball wins because there were none.
They didn't have it.
So that's tough, man.
It's always bad when you're cheating and you're bad.
I know, that's terrible. They're on the right side of it, though. At least they had the smart kids, you know.
Did they?
Kids willing to do their work. Okay, kids willing to do the work. Anyway, all right, so what is there to say about it? I would say two things.
Always have a scapegoat. It's the biggest lesson.
That's not one of the things, but it is an interesting.
It's the truth.
It is an interesting twist on this.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie Brooks is named and hung out there. Do we believe
she was a criminal mastermind?
This is not. This is like the JFK assassination, the whatever. Do we believe? Was there a second bullet? You know, I guess
second shooter.
Second shooter. Was there a second shooter? Sorry. Was there, let's get my conspiracy theory straight.
Well, yeah, I think the second shooter was Malcolm.
Did she just arrive with her grand plan of, you know what we're going to do? This worked every other place I've been. We're going to start paying the softball.
She had a system.
We had a system. She brought her system with her, you know? Just like Tomas Isolo, right? She's just, I'm going to implement my system. It's a proven system.
She was a scheme academic advisor.
Whatever else. She bring in the, yeah, exactly. Or was she told this is how we do things?
I'm going to say it's closer to the latter.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
You don't think this was just a rogue academic advisor?
No.
You do not.
Having, in my experience with academic advisors, how do you go rogue making $35,000 a year?
You're just, this is how you make it up and move up in the world. You think, how can I, you're a problem solver.
Okay.
That's what you are. You're a problem solver. On the one hand, you have a basketball player who doesn't want to do his work.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, you've got softball players who aren't getting anything.
Right.
They're not getting any extra benefits, any, you know, no boosters sliding them money. So they have an opportunity to make some money. And so you're
the term is NIL, please.
And so you just, you put two and two together. And you've got a solution to a problem.
Do you believe anything you're saying right now?
No, I don't believe she and Ben. I don't believe. So, okay, well, that's Jeffries is the first. As long as I have a scapegoat, that's probably true. So the first thing I would say, though, is we'll get to the good news here in a moment.
Okay.
The bad news is, it's just crappy, you know. It's lousy. It's sloppy. It's evidence of a not particularly well run athletic department or basketball program. It just is. Like, it's a bad look. It's embarrassing. Your academic. Listen, your academic advisor should be someone who actually stands up and says, "Yeah, no, we're not going to do this. I'm not going to be a part of this." That's what you shouldn't. No, paying players, arranging to pay players.
Let me tell you what. At every SEC school, the academic advisors
are. So you don't think this is evidence of anything other than they got caught?
Correct. But that goes to your point that I do agree with. Sloppy.
It's sloppy. It's a bad look. It's embarrassing. It's all of those things. And now, in fairness, it didn't happen on Ed Scott's watch, right? It happened on.
So this is all Laird's fault?
No. But do I believe this? Do I believe that the total lack of communication between Laird and Penny created a dysfunctional situation in the athletic department? 100%. Is it Laird's fault? Is it Penny's fault? Whatever. Like, it was a sloppily, poorly run basketball athletic program.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you see this, there's incredible turnover you can't make an argument that this is a smoothly run ship. You just can't.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's embarrassing. And the University of Memphis should be embarrassed by this. There's no question about that. And I do think that, like, Laird, who came in here, and he may not be the most dynamic person, but he's efficient and he knows how to run a program. Well, this happened on his watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened on Penny's watch. And so it's a...
Now you're getting somewhere.
It's embarrassing. Having said that, it's also a big nothing burger.
It
is a big nothing burger. Like, this is, particularly when you think, this is a little bit like, follow me here, because it's a little bit like the Jaren Jackson Jr. contract. Because once upon a time, there was a moment when we were like, "Ooh, Jaren's going to be a free agent. It's looming. Disaster could be coming," right? And you know what? In the end,
we or you?
They just took care of it. No, I don't think it was just me. I think lots of people were worried about, we talked about, there's a 3-year window that's guaranteed while Jaren's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
And so people wondered, would he stay? What would happen? Whatever else. And in the end, it just got taken care of. Here, it's just the reverse.
It was literally the first contract signing that was announced at free agency.
That was easy. So here, it was just the reverse. It was, oh my God, is this going to be the scandal that brings down Penny Hardaway? Remember, like, we would, that's how it was talked about. It was like Penny was at that point, the team had fallen apart. It was on the ropes. You had this damning letter, anonymous letter.
We had that weird, remember the day where, like, I can't remember if the game was on Saturday or Sunday, but it was a weekend game. And it was just like mysteriously announced, Malco's not available.
Yeah. And we're like, oh my God.
What's that mean?
Penny may not resign. They may not fire him. But this may force him out.
This could be
what ends the Penny Hardaway.
Things were not going well, and this could have been the justification to make an unpopular decision.
Or the thing that made them bring him down.
Sure.
Like, if there was a show cause on Penny, or like, who knows? Like, this had the potential of being this big ominous disaster for the athletic program, and instead.
Fart in church?
It's nothing. Like, now, mind you, like, it is sort of too bad that they announced yesterday that they had, maybe this isn't coincidence, by the way, they announced their record fundraising for the year yesterday.
You don't like the conversation? Change it.
Yeah, you don't like the conversation. Yeah. So what about the NCAA? Oh, yeah, we did raise $32 million.
Speaking of.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I'll be honest, if I had someone who'd given $30,000, which is not an insignificant amount of money, even probably to you, Jeffrey,
I don't have $30,000.
I would be irritated to think that you just pissed away $30,000 plus 1% of the basketball and softball revenues. Softball revenues. That's hot.
Yeah, I did laugh. Like,
softball revenues. Okay. Revenues.
I think it's the budget. It's not the revenues. The it's the budget.
Yeah, no, it's the budget. 1% of men's hoops and softball budget. So that would irritate me that you just pissed it away for no good reason, whatever. But it's nothing. Like, we thought this could be the end for Penny. Or wondered if it was going to be the end for Penny, and instead, it's literally nothing. It's
isn't the spin zone
extend
though?
The probation. And by the way, Penny, totally scot free again. The guy, like whatever. You've got to say this.
Teflon Don.
His greatness has been. We have seen his greatness on all sorts of fronts, right? As a basketball player, as a shoe salesman, but I think his ability to evade.
Yes. NCAA,
it's right up there. Yeah. Actually,
no,
also,
I'm
scheduling.
Fine
scheduling is good. Is it just scheduling? Is his scheduling ability, and now his ability to dodge and duck and like he is. You would have
five D's.
You would have thought he would be a big target. In fact, it's magnificent his ability to get off scot free on this stuff. So anyway, so yes, it is embarrassing. I don't believe this was her invention and she acted alone. But it amounted to nothing at all. It has no impact on anything. And they were already on probation.
Totally agree. They weren't even treated as like a repeat offender.
Yeah. It was like, oh, my God, that was it? This is the middle of July. We just, that one went away.
The spin zone, though, right, is, well, Jeff, all that was true. But that was old Penny. That was not the Penny since last summer.
No. It's not. Well, I think it's even. That's the most. I think the way, if you really do want to believe in this, is that it wasn't just old Penny. It was Penny before Ed Scott. And that since Ed Scott has arrived, and it's not like Ed Scott is some magician. But in order to. If you want to change and improve things under Penny, right, you have to be able to reach and connect with Penny. Right. And because otherwise he'll just stiff arm you.
Sure.
Like he has so many assistants.
Yeah.
Like Larry Brown, for example. You know what I mean? Like he stiff armed lots of people along the way. And if it's true that maybe Ed Scott, in the way that he communicates with Penny, has been able to reach Penny and therefore change things under Penny.
I
can actually buy that. I don't
There's
think
clearly
that's 100%
a
spin.
You can spin zone it however you want. There is clearly a difference between Penny pre-Ed Scott and post-Ed Scott, and how he handles everything, like there's a clear difference to me.
So, with your belief that this is commonplace at every SEC school,
Big Ten,
is the fact that we are then mocking Malco, which has happened a lot, right? Is that in other words, is that inappropriate? Is he in fact just doing what every athlete or what legions of athletes at legions of schools have done, which is
I don't know
someone else do their work, and all of a sudden he's the one who's like, Malco, what kind of freaking senior are you?
I think where Malco got in trouble was not, I think had Malco just had somebody else do his work, I don't think this comes up. I think Malco was running a business.
And so that's why it comes up.
Correct.
All right, and this and the last question on all this. It has been suggested that, in fact, just like the whole charade around amateurism is now recognized as a charade, right?
And Jeff, they're called student-athletes.
Exactly. Should we not also recognize that the academic part of this is really a charade? And have...
Should we?
And have... Just if you were czar, would you endorse a two-track system where I can go to the University of Memphis, if I'm interested in getting my degree, I can play a sport, whether it's, soccer, golf, track, football, basketball, whatever it is, and go to class and do my work and get a degree? Or if I'm not interested in that, if I'm just interested in developing as a basketball player, because I know that's where my future lies, I can enroll as a non-degree student, quote unquote, as a non-degree participant.
Seeker.
Yeah, as a non-degree seeker, not enrolled. I can join the athletic programs at the University of Memphis as a non-student, and to the extent that I take classes, they're all classes that are pass fail and that are help me with my life as an athlete, and I do not get a degree.
They're all online,
and I do not get a degree bestowed. So it's going to be on nutrition, and it's going to be on managing my finances, and it's going to be basically just classes run by the athletic department on life skills that you need as an athlete. But you're not getting a degree for this. We're just bolstering you. It's not unlike if you go to, you know, the Bulletary tennis camp, right? That you're learning to play tennis, and you're also while you're there.
IMG,
whatever. Yeah. Okay. You're also, while you're there, they're you know, bringing you in, you sit down, and they can tell you how to, you know, be a better weightlifter or take care of your body better or exercise better or your mental focus. Maybe you'll meet with, like, whatever. And those, they will not get a degree. And I don't actually like, there's a third option, which you could enroll as a degree, and your degree could be athletics, and it could be a degree. I think
I'm out on that too.
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's not an academic. But and the reason to do this, to me, is that we look back. Some people can look back at their time when they were at the University of Memphis, and they can remember, you know what? I went to school with Elliot Perry. I sat next to him in chemistry class, or
sure,
whatever, in English class.
Yeah.
Elliot Penny was in my classes, whatever else. Now, even then, you know, you'd get people to do your work for you sometimes, right? Whatever. I'm not saying
he wasn't on qualifier.
But at least these people, like, they went to class. Remember, you used to have,
they were a part of the campus.
Yeah, you used to have these deals where the assistant coaches would go and check to see if they were in class, or every professor would take attendance and send a report at the end of the week. Yeah, there would be room check. Now the whole thing is complete fiction. They take all their classes online. And half of them don't want to be there. And not only
half.
Okay. Not only is it it's a disservice to the university enterprise. Like, why should we be in, like, there are lots, and most people at the University of Memphis are deeply interested in what they're going to learn and how their degree is going to benefit them in their life. And sure, they may not do every paper, hand in every paper on time, but they are
pursuing academics.
They are there for the academic enterprise. And it demeans the academic enterprise to have Malco having softball players do his damn work for him. And he should be, and why not just, why should we force him to do that? Let Malco be a participant as a basketball player who learns about, you know, how to get it. Here's a class, how to get a contract and to play basketball in Europe, you know, like that. Working with agents, choosing, and have it be non-degree seeking.
Starting a business.
Yeah. Wouldn't you endorse that?
Malco then would tell us, though, I have started a business.
Would you not endorse that policy?
So, practically speaking, yes, because effectively that's what's happening. At least if you bring it above board, you can legislate it based on everyone being honest about it. The problem is you're getting to the core question of everything that we're debating. In the end, we're trying to keep up this facade so that we don't have to announce that players are indeed employees.
That's the thing. The whole thing is based on this damn lie.
Correct.
The whole thing is,
behind every great fortune is a lie.
That's also how you solve the NIL issue and all of those, and the issue of players transferring every 3 days is you call them employees, and then you can have employment contracts and whatever else. Like, there is a very clear solution to all of this. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, that on this front, we know that there's a bill being advanced in Congress that would create an antitrust exemption for college sports. And a big bill.
Beautiful
bill. And they would create an antitrust exemption. And people think there's some chance of it passing. And that would...
I've seen most people think it could pass the House. There's not
the Senate.
Correct.
Well,
wasn't that also the complaint of the big beautiful bill?
Astonishingly, the unions in literally every sport.
Yep.
Baseball,
no.
Basketball, NFL.
No, absolutely not.
Hockey. They all signed a joint letter saying, come on, man. This is college sports' way of continuing to exploit athletes and continuing to limit the rights of athletes.
And we are you arguing in good faith?
We are opposed. So anyway, thus ends that saga. All right, we got more to talk about. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then we've got fish. And then we got fish on Friday. Then we got Righter Than Right trivia. Yes, that's it. Righter Than Right trivia. We'll do that in the second hour as well. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. A couple things from the Daily Memphian I wanted to call to your attention. One is they have a new podcast, Jeffrey. You know how like the New York Times has this thing called The Daily where they have a host who interviews someone about the story of the day?
Yep.
Well, they're kind of doing something. Mary Cassiola, who's the editor of the Daily Memphian, she's going, it's called, and I got to say this is a good name.
Mm-hmm.
The AM, no.
It's yeah,
AMDM.
Yeah.
The AMDM.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good.
Yeah, no,
it's
catchy. I heard.
Whoever came up with that, tip of the hat to them. The AMDM. Anyway, podcast, new podcast over at the Daily Memphian. Secondly, Drew Hill just dropped a story that I have tweeted out. Here's the headline. Does Jermai Meshack compare to Tony Allen? Here's what Rick Barnes said. So there you go. There you go, Jeffrey. Jermai Meshack, the next Tony Allen, according to Rick Barnes. No, he didn't actually say that. And Drew's very careful. Drew's very, listen, Tony's number's hanging in the rafters because he guarded. Like, that's pretty legendary. And so I think it's premature, slightly, Jeffrey, you're going to go along with me here, to say Jermai Meshack is going to be the next Tony Allen. And Rick DeBarnes did not say that, to be clear.
I'm going to say a tad
just
premature.
Just a tad premature. Wait till preseason anyway.
We got to get through summer league, but yeah, we can open this debate in October.
But that's the kind of player you're looking for him to be. That's the role you want him to play. People forget how good Tony was at Oklahoma State offensively.
Harrington's always his point. He was literally the player of the year.
He was the player of the year for the conference when he was at Oklahoma State. So, there's, and then he realized that's, you know, he suffered an injury early in his career. And then he also realized his meal ticket was going to be guarding. So,
or his coach that was like his advisor
realized.
Got through to him.
So, but let's see what Rick Barnes has to say about this, because Rick Barnes did address this, and what he said was, I coached against Tony Allen when I was at Texas and he was at Oklahoma State. I'm not into comparing players. There you go.
But allow me to compare some players. Here we go.
It's funny you knew the next word was but. Yes. But I can just tell you this about where you can compare them. If I were to coach against Jermai Mashek like I did against Tony Allen, I can assure you after the game, you would be saying, I want that guy on my team. You just know some way or somehow those types of guys help you win games. Even if you want to bring up whatever deficiencies there are, the pluses far outweigh the areas that people may try to tear apart. The biggest reason you can compare them is because they both understand where they are good. He goes on. We lost the 2004 Big 12 championship game because of Tony. We had a guy named Brandon Mouton who was a tremendous player. Tony just locked him up, and Brandon was a tough, hard-nosed guy. Jermai has some of that. They know that what they do may not be the most glamorous thing in basketball, but they understand the importance of it. It says a lot that they are secure enough in themselves to say, hey, this is what I do, and I'm going to be the best at it. From the get-go on Mashek, he talked about wanting to be a great defensive player. We saw it immediately in his... By the way, what's coming next, Jeffrey, is a phrase, okay? I'm going to see if I'm trying to warm you up for writer than write trivia. We saw it immediately in his blank talent, and the blank is a part of the body. We saw it immediately in his, this is a phrase I've not heard before, corners, you might hear it. We saw it immediately in his blank talent.
So obviously my mind immediately is, I'm trained to go to arm talent because of
right, but you wouldn't obviously see it in his arm, right? You wouldn't see it in his, and this is not his arm talent. This is his blank talent. He really had mobile blanks.
Okay, so my first thought was hands, like, because you, the other thing is now your active hands, but that doesn't go with that. Foot?
Hip talent. Hip talent, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, I'm in trouble today.
We saw it immediately in his hip talent. We had really mobile hips, the way he can change direction. It's that is what you talk about, a corner is flipping their hips.
Absolutely. Well, right? And ball skills, but yes.
Ball skills and flipping their hips, baby. As the time went on, he got
himself... Well, also, in like basketball players, we want long arms.
If you want to be a lockdown corner or a lockdown basketball defender, similar skill set. Right? Don't you think?
Yeah. It's usually because, in the end, they have to play defense.
Right. You're staying in front of them. You're like, whatever. You know, it's the same stuff. Anyway. At the same time, he got himself into great physical shape. It's like he could play all day if he had to and at a high level. His cardio toughness is incredible. And this is an interesting thing. And I believe that's a talent, by the way. If everybody had it, we wouldn't be talking about it. When you talk about cardio toughness, there's a mental part to it that you have to break through. Some guys just never do it. Jermai did it almost right away. The other thing, honestly, to me that is similar about them, and again, it's crazy. I'm not comparing them. You shouldn't be comparing them. You should be hoping against hope he could be a fraction of what Tony is. But the way that Jermai Mashek, and it's again evident in the story, you can read the story at the Daily Memphian, the way that he talks about defense and the way that he talks about the film that he watches, it doesn't feel like it's performative when he's talking about it. Like Tony was always watching film. And Mashek's the same way. And he talks about defense at a granular level. He did not have to learn once he got, he's not a guy who has to learn once he gets to the NBA how he's going to make his money. He knew it going, how many people know when they get to college as Division I athlete that they're going to make their living?
Very, very few.
Very few.
They all think they're the best.
They all think they're going to be, I may have to do this to get on the
court. Speaking of our, not to pick on him for the hero of the day, but remember when Malco, like we were like, you know, this would be a great 4-year guy. And Malco's like quote tweeting everybody, 2 years.
Oh no, yeah. that was
like, you know what I mean? Like
that was the best thing ever. We were literally trying to compliment Malco and like, say he was a four-year guy.
What a great player for the program he's going to be.
So offended by that. If only it had been 2 years.
Well, they did get 2 years of extra probation.
That's what we meant by two-year guy.
Yeah.
Two-year guy meant, yes.
Tack on two.
Tack on two. So anyway, we had that. A couple other things before we get to, again, Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock and then right of the Notre Dame trivia after that. We did have some NFL news. Von Miller to the Commanders. That doesn't really even move the needle at this point.
Not at all.
Bills, if you want a washed-up pass rusher, Bills, and by the way, when they first signed Von Miller, he was not a washed-up pass rusher. He was off to a tremendous start his first year with the Bills, and then he got hurt, and that was that. And then ever since, he's been a washed-up pass rusher. So I don't think he particularly moves the needle going to the Commanders. The Bills decided to go with Joey Bosa as their washed-up pass rusher of the year. Already hurt. Good work there. We also had the ESPYs last night, Jeffrey. So, Simone, do you watch them? Do you watch any?
I watched a good amount. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. There was nothing on last night.
So in the, I watched some of the clips of the opening monologue.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the shticks that he did was he said, I want to introduce NBA player, WNBA player, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he said, yeah, that's not really an WNBA player. That's a girlfriend of my friend, whatever.
Correct.
And I just wanted to prove that nobody knows who won any.
Yeah.
In all fairness, that's sort of funny to demean, like to point out that except for Caitlin Clark and a handful of other players, most people wouldn't. That's also true of most NBA players. If I told you that, if I pointed to that tall gentleman out there, he plays for the. For Charlotte.
Okay, here's
you would.
I'm with you on that. The problem was.
No, it's certainly true of NFL players too.
But the actual joke was when he said the so and so.
He got
the
him a cheer.
No, it was a thunderous cheer.
Yes, you got him a thunderous cheer.
That's the point. Is that it's all for show.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes. Is a thunderous cheer. But we don't know. We don't recognize most athletes.
No, I'm fine with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
Shea. Was the best male athlete.
Okay.
Simone was the best female athlete. And the Eagles were the best team.
Correct.
The best championship performance, as distinguished from best athlete, was also Simone, who beat out Steph, Freddie Freeman, and Rory McIlroy, among others. So, who should have been best male, best female, and best team? This is, by the way, if this is an Olympic year,
yeah.
If this is an Olympic year, can we really not come up with a better male athlete than Shea? Great as he was, great year, MVP, two-time like MVP of everything, like great year.
Is Shea the best? Okay, so this would be my question: do we fundamentally believe that the best athletes on the planet are basketball?
Well, no. I don't think that. I don't think what they're saying here, by the way. That gets to what is the award. Are we really saying they are the best athlete? Or are we saying it's the best, they had the best year for an athlete?
I would also like to point out.
I don't think you're saying, are they the most athletic person in the world? You're saying, of all the athletes, like, for example, if you had a golfer win the Grand Slam.
Yep.
Right? And let's say
in the same calendar year?
In the same calendar year, destroying the field in each one of them.
Yeah.
Even, okay? That would be the best athlete of the year, but no one would say that's the best athlete.
Tiger. It's the Tiger question.
Right, but no. So in other words, I don't think best athlete of the year means they're the most athletic human in the world. They just means what they are the male athlete that had the greatest year in their sport.
Yeah, so I would also like to point out, for the best male athletes, here were the nominees. SGA, Josh Allen, Shohei Ohtani, and Saquon Barkley. There was only one of those that was in attendance. Care to guess?
Shea.
Correct. Like I just do not take the ESPY seriously at all.
I don't either.
But
I don't either,
to your point, like who should be the best athlete? The one that makes me marvel the most is Shohei.
Yes, he's the one who is doing the most ridiculous, remarkable things. Like what Shea has done has been done before.
Correct. He's James Harden if James Harden had a will to win.
Best athlete in the I was just looking at the Paris Olympics.
Yeah.
By the way, in terms of team, Eagles, really? I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. I mean, they did destroy the Chiefs, and I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah, but really.
But, like, honestly, if you're just saying.
Jeff, after, like, week four, I think they started 2-2.
You know who? You know who's a better team? Panthers. Panthers back-to-back Stanley Cups. I know it's only 1 year. Panthers better year. Panthers had a great year. Panthers better year. How about this? How about the men's Olympic basketball team? Like, that was stirring.
Yeah. Again, the Eagles showed up, except for Saquon. I did appreciate that.
I don't think they get it because they show up. I think they show up because they get it.
I think
both. They know things in advance. It's a little whatever you say. Some column A. Exactly right. Anyway, that happened last night. I confess. I don't take pride, by the way. Some people like take pride in, like, I didn't watch a minute. I'm supposed to give you a medal for not watching something. No, I don't.
There was nothing on. So whatever you watched was a distraction.
I went for a bike ride, and then I went to the Half Shell.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
The Half Shell's under new ownership.
Yeah.
And I had seen we just went for a little snack. We got the red beans.
Just like your Chick-fil-A snack.
You know what we got? Well, it was open, first of all. I tried to go to Cocosa, the new Italian place.
I
really want to go there.
It's
on Yates. Whatever it used to be. What
was our steakhouse? It was like the something lunchbox.
I don't know. It was a lunchbox thing. Yeah, but anyway. So it was closed. I got there at 9:12, and it closed because we'd gone on a long bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to the Half Shell, which I had heard was under new ownership. And then I'd heard some complaints about it, but I thought it was great. Got Mike behind the bar, was great. He was really nice, and he brought us red beans and rice. And then I'm a sucker for this. It was like a New Orleans style egg roll.
Yeah,
I like egg rolls of any type, but I like egg rolls that are not regular egg rolls. You know, like a
Southwest.
It's like
a boudin egg roll.
It was like a boudin egg roll.
Yeah, I'm in.
And it was freaking delicious.
With comeback sauce.
It was just delicious. It was actually, I think it had sort of some territory. But like what kind of egg roll did you say? A Southwest egg roll. Give me that, baby. Yeah. Like, that sounds absolutely incredible.
Wait, you can fry this?
You can take all kinds of good stuff, wrap it up, and fry it? Give me that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.